Kendall Diker, man, hey, congratulations, first of all. So first moto for you, but the third moto, man, that was quite a ride. Good job.
Yeah, thanks. It was a lot better. This year I've been doing always better second motos, but now yeah, I was happy that the second moto ended up like this, because otherwise I would have really a shitty winter and feel shit. So,
thinking about it.
Yeah, I was thinking about it for sure, but yeah, it's good to have second moto, second place again. Behind this small teammate of me, but
he's very good. He's a good rider.
Yeah, he's good, and it's a good guy also, so we had lots of fun.
When did you know you won? Did they let you know early, or were they telling you halfway, or when did you?
3 laps of the end, they just said I needed Max to take over Max to win, and yeah, then I pushed a little bit, but then I made some mistakes, and then he made a mistake, so I could catch up on him and pass him, and that was good.
First moto, talk about that a little bit. Probably not the result you wanted.
No, I struggled, like getting really no good lines. I think I was only 18 after the start, but then couldn't find the pace, and then was really getting arm pump and everything. So it was really, usual. Like sometimes first motos are really not so good.
Track, you've raced here a ton. Much different today than it is usually, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I've never seen it like this. Usually it's really fast and everybody is same speed, but now with the bumps and the ruts, it's much different. And also during our season, they make flat every Saturday night, almost the whole track, and now they didn't do anything. So also had to adjust to it.
Career highlight for you? One of the career highlights?
It's quite one of those, but I think having a GP 2x1 is still better than having a team, I think.
Right. Well, hey, good job and thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Cam. I appreciate it.